That is today's news from Public Sector Executive on Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. The government has announced that significant progress has been made to make the public estate more sustainable and efficient, leading to millions of pounds worth of savings. According to the annual State of the Estate report, more than £163 million worth of savings have been achieved thanks to a reduction in energy consumption across the government's buildings. By disposing of unused property, as well as relocating civil servants into newer, multi-departmental hubs, the government's energy bill has been reduced significantly, and direct emissions have been cut by 14% in comparison to 2017-18's baseline. A new National Office for Care and Support has been launched in Wales, with this focusing on innovation, improvement and transformation. The primary focus of the National Office for Care and Support will be to support the Chief Social Care Officer for Wales to deliver a national care service and to implement the National Commissioner's Framework for Care and Support in Wales. This development comes as a key part of the Welsh Government's long-term goal of strengthening social care arrangements around the country. And West of England Mayoral Combined Authority has announced that Stephen Peacock has been announced as the new Chief Executive Officer. Currently holding the role of Chief Executive of Bristol City Council, Stephen is an experienced leader across local government, having been Bristol's Chief Executive Director for Growth and Regeneration. He has been responsible for projects such as the City Leap Decarbonisation Programme, the Temple Quarter Regeneration, and a programme for council house building. In the period before Stephen begins his new role, current CEO Richard Ennis will continue as interim, with this enabling a smooth handover. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin. And check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.